with Esav, following all the years at the house of Lavan. The pasuk reads, "Vayavo Yaakov Sholem." Yaakov came back complete. And we generally translate that to mean he survived, despite those ordeals. He managed to maintain who he was physically, spiritually, despite. The Sfas Emes brings the Zohar that says the opposite. That says that it wasn't despite. It was because. What really turned Yaakov Avinu into Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov is considered the greatest of the others, the patriarchs. In fact, he's considered the perfect human being. What did it? What did it was fleeing from Esav, putting up with Lavan, his father-in-law, who cheated him at every opportunity and pretty much said he was out to kill him. And then again, the encounter with Esav and his army that built him. So what's the message? No, the message is not look for trouble. We all have our challenges. Often the physical, we'll include in that financial, psychological, and spiritual. We all walk around with this attitude. If only things would be smooth, I could be. Then I could be great. Oh, but I've got so many handicaps. Are you kidding? It's our struggles that build us. It's overcoming. Be it physical, be it emotional, be it spiritual, our difficulties. That's when we become us. Simply playing out what you are naturally, that doesn't build. That's not you. That's God given. You were born that way. Whether it's in your DNA, whether it's in your conditioning. That's only natural. What did you have to do with it? That's not you at all. You is when you stand up to challenge. You is when you do what you couldn't do naturally. Our challenges don't get in our way. They give us the opportunity to do something, to be someone. We all have our challenges. And again, it's the whole spectrum. Whether it's the ability to be happy, for some, it's just so difficult. The ability to sit and apply yourself, the ability to focus, the ability to be there for others, the ability to think outside your own little box. Those are the simple ones, the common ones. People are not challenged. Even overcoming these simple things, it's how you build yourself. Certainly when you're dealing with major issues in your life, they're not in the way. They're your ticket to greatness. Who are we? What can we take credit for? It's when you stand up, go against whatever natural obstacles you've got. Dealing with anger, dealing with jealousy, dealing with impatience. Why do you think we're created with all this stuff? This is what builds us. Changing, growing. And the same goes for circumstances. Difficult family situations, health issues. There's the whole variety. Hashem showers us with opportunities. You can choose to be broken. You can choose to become great. Make the right choice. Yaakov, Bechir Sheba Ovos, he's called. The Jewish people are his descendants. That's what built us. That's what built us. And that's really the fiber of the Jew. We're fighters. We don't give up. In the worst of times, we hear the music. We know that that's the secret. This is true, of course, of the Jews as a nation, but you got to feel this as an individual. So give it your all. Give it your all. Know your issues. Don't try to deny. And don't complain. And certainly don't blame, because they're opportunities. It seems like this is the only way. This is the only way for us to really build ourselves. It's only through struggle. Struggle, hard work. To get it. Take the challenge. Discover the underlying greatness that Hashem put inside you, because He gave every one of us greatness. Discover it. Go with it. Be great. In Judaism, it's well known. Mediocre is a dirty word. We don't settle for anything less than greatness. And this is the key. So go with it. Be great. Be Jewish. That's what it means.